Started, but I was rugging a little bit. Should be better now. How you doing, Maria?
Hey. Oui.
I think people are having a little trouble.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Hey, Josh is on here as well. Josh the boy, you can invite him as well.
Perfect. I just sent him a
okay,
request.
Great. Yeah, yeah. Stormy weather?
Also, what...
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was saying, what you told me before, this is only your second space. Is that true?
Yeah.
It is.
That's weird, because I heard you guys on a space a long time ago, so that must have been the other one.
That was it, I guess, yeah. Yeah, we haven't, we've been kind of head down, building, I'd say. You know, I don't think we've started the spaces circuit just yet. We want to get more active ourselves, so.
Cool, well, this is a good place to start, and I know you DM'd me a bunch of links. I'll use my personal account to attach those to the thread down below. Okay. And I'll put them in the net as they come up. People can comment and all that. But I remember basically I heard you guys on a space, and I think I came like in the middle of it. And I just remember like not understanding 100%, but like, oh my God, this is actual NFT use case. Yeah. And, it's definitely unique.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll repeat myself a little bit when this fills up a little bit, but, you know, so
for sure
we've had the benefit of, you know, we caught the attention of, let's say a level two blockchain, group, you know, and some of the senior VP and his dev team that reports to him. And, you know, they were really in some ways good to us. And, you know, obviously we came to this, this whole idea through Cosmos originally. So it wasn't Cosmos, but another chain where we had, like I said, access to a pretty strong, large dev group. And, you know, they did a semi audit of our initial smart contracts and some of our thinking with respect to location-based NFTs. And they hadn't seen anybody do anything like this at all, period. Not discussed, no one chewed it off and tried it before. No one was launching anything. No one had come to them for support, and we'd filed IP around this already going on 2 years now. So we feel real good. We like the idea of creating real utility around NFTs, and then also feel real good about marrying a lot of the technology that we built out years and years and years ago as a Web2 company. So, you know, fingers crossed, we're pretty excited.
Yeah, we'll definitely get into everything, and hopefully the people here are better at me than
I'm sure you understood it. You know, you probably didn't understand some of it because you came in halfway. That's all.
Do you remember who the space was with? Was it Rack FM? I can't remember.
Oh, that was Rack FM. Was actually, so we've done. I should apologize. This is my third space. Then Rack FM was the very first one. We did one recently with. God, say it's one of my new favorite space riders, and so this is our third, maybe Josh's second.
But I think, you know, collectively as a group, I guess this technically is our third.
Yeah, that's right.
Perfect. All right. Well, I'll formally introduce myself, then I'll let Maria, I'll let her take over, and we'll get this going. The people that are here, you're in for a treat, because I guarantee you no one in here has heard anything quite like this. And yeah, if you're here, you're gonna love this. If you're listening to this on the replay, this is a really good one. So my name is Joe. We've been DMing like kind of casually for a couple of months, but yeah, I've been doing this space for like a year and a half, you know, semi regularly, and I center it around creators being able to, you know, explain what they're doing with NFTs, what's interesting about them. I don't think we've ever had just a PFP collection come on as like the main guest of any of these. It's always been interesting projects that require some explanation and maybe some questioning, especially from the audience. So of course we'll leave time for audience to come up if you have any questions at all. We have some couple recognizable faces down there, but yeah, that's me. I'm a collector, kind of hobbyist, and just really interested in all the different token standards, where the tech is going, and how we'll use these beyond just, you know, the 10K generative PFPs that go in and out of style really fast.
Well, let me introduce myself. First of all, welcome everyone to a new NFT happy hour. I know you were missing the vibes, a proper introduction, but here I am to save you. So, as usual, we do these spaces every Friday at 6 p.m. EST. We tend to bring different guests because we really want to bring you guys like different perspective and more information about what is happening, you know, above Cosmos, in different ecosystems, what other projects are doing. And I'm really interested to hear from the guests today because, to be honest, I have no clue. So I'm ready to learn. As you probably know, the majority in the audience, my name is Maria. I am the artist and founder behind Women from Cosmos, which is my beloved project. It is in the audience. We're getting closer, guys, to 2 years, which is crazy. As you know, we've been exhibited around the world, and next year we're going not only to be exhibited on NFT NYC, but also I'm going to be representing the brand speaking there. So pretty excited time. Recently, we expanded to Polygon, and it's been amazing. Our community has grown a lot, and we've been pretty busy. So I'm not going to take more time. I'm going to let the guests introduce themselves.
Okay, well, thank you for the introduction, Maria and Joe, and we're excited to be here. So I have with me Josh LeBeau, who's basically a longtime chief architect at Pickpocket Labs and the brains behind much of the development work taking place behind Banded Armadillo as well. Josh and I have known each other for, what, Josh, 20 plus years now?
I think it's 30. At this point, it could be 30 years, you know.
Yeah, who knows? So Josh and I, we did a startup out in the Bay Area back in the late 90s, and we've kept in touch ever since. And so we got back together again, I guess, towards about 2007, 2008, because we had this idea about using a geofence to capture, aggregate, and curate any media or data using date, time, and location information. And so what I mean by that, if I were to describe that a little bit more hands-on-y, I would say being able to draw on Google Maps or Apple Maps any shape or size and saying, let's say I drew it around Yankee Stadium, and I said, I want this event to be active between 4 p.m. and midnight. And so the idea was that we'd basically drape this invisible umbrella over Yankee Stadium on that date between those hours, and anybody using our software, the app that we had built, every photo that they took, every video that they took would automatically be captured, would be aggregated, and then curated and associated with that particular event and flitter magically up into the cloud where it would be stored. And so that was an idea and a concept that really no one was doing back in 2007 and 8. We never used the word geofencing in any of our patent applications because, well, we didn't know what a geofence was. We ourselves didn't know what a geofence was, but we perfectly described it in our application. And that sort of is our claim to fame. We are now, that company was called or is called Pickpocket Labs, double entendre, picture pocket. So for mobile photography, but also pickpocket, meaning I get your photos, you get my photos, we do it with each other's permission. We expect to just get all the photos around live events in real time using a mobile app. And so we filed a lot of intellectual property around that concept. It took 8 years for that patent to issue. And just before it issued, we filed a whole lot more IP around other cool use cases of geofencing. During that same time, I met a classmate of mine from Rensselaer and the genius behind one of the earliest patents around a persistent AR platform. And we did a lot of consulting with each other, dancing back and forth. It's, at one point, we licensed the technology, then we outright acquired it. Mark's part of our team now. So anything that has to do with location-based services, utilizing a geofence, or playing with augmented reality, that was our original claim to fame. And we built tons of apps and services around it and had a lot of fun for a lot of time. And then we bumped into some old friends, some original gangsters in blockchain development circles, and actually from Cosmos. I won't reference them by name, but I will say they are the guys who got us thinking, Josh and I, about taking all of our intellectual property to Web3. And we went kicking and screaming, not because we didn't like the idea of blockchain or Web3, neither Josh nor I really come from, had a lot of experience with blockchain, development and or Web3, the culture or the meaning and the fraternity, the community all behind it. We just complete neophytes. But the more we thought about what we could do with some of our other IP, we thought, okay, at least we can ghost our anyone's NFTs in the real world. And when I say ghost, I mean use our augmented reality technology to take an NFT. If someone took an NFT at Niagara Falls when someone went over the falls in a bucket, we could take that NFT and we could ghost it in place, and people can have, let's say, a real world experience with that NFT at the place that it was actually, that photo was taken. Maybe it was taken, 100 years ago or 5 years ago. But that was our first thought. But then we thought, we have all this geofencing and geospatial understanding. What if we associate a location with an NFT? And the more we started thinking about that concept, we thought, well, what if I had an NFT and that NFT had, let's say, Tokyo as part of its on-chain spatial data that described it? Could we build a location-based NFT loyalty rewards platform that recognized someone being in that specific area with an NFT in their crypto wallet that's basically not beaconing, but suggesting, hey, I'm associated with a particular geofence? And the more we kind of thought through that concept, we thought, okay, if we build out this this whole, let's say, architecture, this concept, we really need to create our own NFT collection to demo it. And that's how the Banded Armadillo Rock Club was formed. And I don't know if the links are all in here now, but we put a few links up there, one to our website, Banded Armadillo. There's another one that has a link to our light paper that describes, in more detail all of the Web2 IP that we built into a NFT mobile app, and some of the patents behind it, and then also the concept of location-based NFTs. And then just a few videos and photos that describe the concept in general. But if you could do this for, let's say, a city like, am I in Tokyo? Will my perks, rewards, and benefits get a multiplier effect if I'm in the geofence associated with the NFT in my wallet? That's cool. But what can I do that also for a Starbucks, 4,000 Walmart store locations, or every McDonald's, or Home Depot, or Lowe's? Can I do it around live events? There's just a million different ways that we can take a lot of AR and geofencing technologies for ad tech and marry it to geospatial NFTs and do something cool, exciting, new, something that hasn't been done before. And then if we roll it all into this mobile app, then we also solve one huge problem that Josh and I always hated was, If I have an NFT, most people these days look at their NFTs on their mobile phones or their tablets or maybe on their desktop browsers. But the old joke used to be, what's the definition of a hard drive? It's where a digital photo goes to die. And so we kind of co-opted that phrase to, you know, what is the definition of a crypto wallet where an NFT goes to die? And so our whole thing is taking these NFTs out of their crypto wallets, breaking them free, and you know, breaking them from their 6-inch prisons, and letting somebody take that NFT and ghost it in the middle of Central Park, make it 10 feet tall, you know, put a geofence around it so that people can be engaged with it. You know, I could click it, I could move it, you know, place it somewhere else, you know, with the NFT party's permission. There's a million and one things we can do with an NFT once you place it out in the real world in an AR environment. And this entire project just snowballed from there. So I'll shut up for a minute and see if there's any questions, or Josh, if you want to jump in and say a few words. We do some real cool tech things with on-chain calculations, point and polygon calculations that we're happy to discuss. And we can talk about roadmaps and our characters, the NFT mobile app, all of it. We are here full open kimono. We'll discuss anything.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to add a couple of things. Wolf, if you want to elaborate on it, but we definitely should just talk a little bit about the mobile app and some of the functionality. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an in-app game where you can, if you luck out in playing the game, you're actually going to earn new NFTs as rewards. And one of the other things I just wanted to talk about is that the location functionality of our collection can be extended to existing already live in the marketplace collections. If they want to location enable an existing collection, we can partner with somebody and figure out a way to do that. Or if there's a collection that is yet to be minted that's still in development, and they decide they want to location enable it, they can partner with us and we can work out a way to make that happen.
Yeah, and you forgot our bat signal.
I can't believe I forgot that. Yeah, which Wolfram can explain.
I'm sorry, you dropped off for a second. I think you said I should explain it. Well, yeah, just like I said, there in the light paper, we discuss a bunch of different features. All of them are based on patents that we've held in the Web2 world. But, you know, it plays a little bit off of our AR patents, but we have got this cool little feature that you'll be able to choose any one of the NFTs that are in your digital wallet, not just our own, but we did wallet integrations for Kepler. We did wallet integrations for Coinbase, for MetaMask. And for each of these, whatever NFTs you have in your crypto wallet, you'll be able to, with one or two strokes in the app, basically throw your NFT 40 feet up in the air above your head. You can raise it or lower it, make it larger or smaller, you know, and it can follow you around, or you can anchor it somewhere. But it's kind of a cool experience. If you've ever been to a Lollapalooza or ACL, you see folks walking around with a 10-foot, you know, tall staff, and their flag associated with it, so that people know where they are in a large crowd of people. And now we've got this cool little concept. I think we threw a photo up in the comment section that shows how that will look. But it's a really, there's a lot of cool features in there. If you read the light paper, you'll appreciate some of the tech that is in this very tech-heavy NFT project that we hope to make a standard for location-based NFT loyalty rewards programs.
Now, I mean, this is a cool thing. So the person's basically going to download your app. They'll be able to sync it with whatever wallets they have on their phone, and then it's going to read their NFTs. That's step one. Is that right?
That's right. And we've done it for three wallets. Our plan is ultimately to offer our own branded wallet. We've been speaking with a few digital wallet providers. We'll accept or support as many wallets as we possibly can. The idea is just to make this a very inclusive place for any and all NFT collections that are out there. We want people to show off their NFTs. And Joe, I don't know if you posted that one of all the NFTs up in the air in the middle of a field. Is that?
I didn't post it yet. I got to DM it to my other account to be able to put it up there, but I'll be able to do that.
Okay, yeah, I'll you know, if questions start coming in and Josh has wrapped up, I'll do it real quick. But you know, we want this to be number one. We want to attract, you know, all of the folks who collect NFTs, and you know, if somebody's if somebody has three bored apes, or somebody has Azuki or Pudgy Penguins or any one of these larger collections, you know, obviously they're diehard collectors. We want those folks as part of our community for selfish reasons. But we also just think the more the merrier, the more NFTs get thrown up in the sky, whether it's at a concert or maybe you're sitting at a bar downtown Austin someplace and you just, you know, you want to see if you can attract other Banded Armadillo Rock Club holders. It should be a friendly crowd, right? You throw up your bark signal, your bat signal, and you can limit it. We haven't built this piece out yet, but I would take a few hours. But you know, you can limit who can see it. Maybe only your friends can see your bark signal. Maybe only other people in the collection can see your bark signal. Maybe, you know, there's probably half dozen good ways for us to limit who can have that visibility to see, you know, what you're throwing up in the air. But wouldn't it be kind of cool if you're walking down the street, your mobile app's on, voot, voot, and it says, you know, there's a banded armadillo or a bored ape or someone, you know, within 100 yards, and you point your phone up in the sky and, you know, you see that right above this one bar, there's three bored apes or three banded armadillos or three pudgy penguins. And you go join those guys, you have something to talk about. So
I was just going to ask, so people are only going to be able to view it if they're looking through their phone using the app, right? So like you said, you'll be able to put settings where the person sending out that kind of bat signal, which I did post up in the nest just now, people can check it out.
Okay, good. Yeah.
People post that up there and they could just say, oh, who else is like in this? Like you said, you're at Yankee Stadium, whatever. Anyone else that has this, you know, this NFT, you'll be able to see it. Or maybe anyone who has any of the NFTs that are integrated with the app will be able to see it. Is that right?
Yeah, we've got a short list going. Josh has been kind of spearheading this with, I think we've got some like 30 different collections that we are slowly whitelisting. You know, all of the major brands, you know, we're not, you know, we're trying to get, like I said, the major ones in there from day one, take out all the friction out just to make it easy for them. And, you know, what we you know, kind of toy with doing, you know, smaller collections, we'd love to get them as well. They just need to contact us. And then, you know, whether it's a mobile device or, you know, I don't see too many people walking around with tablets holding them up in the sky, right? But, you know, mobile device, but we're holding out some kind of high hopes for AR glasses one day. You know, maybe it's 3 years from now, 4 years from now. But you know, in the future, you know, maybe it's not a mobile phone centric world, but maybe someone just has their, you know, AR glasses on, and you know, there's a way for us to reach out to them and let them know that somebody's got an NFT here close by as well.
Right. I was gonna say, I remember a long time ago, Dr. Kaku was saying, in 10 years, everyone's just gonna have a contact lens that acts as like AR. And I know he always would say things like that, being like 50 years ahead of time for the effect.
Yeah.
I think that what you're planning to do fits right into that. And Maria, what do you think? Maybe we can get some of your NFTs up in the sky. You know, like if I go to a bar, I'll like put my, all the different assets that Maria has. And then
I love that.
I'll just make friend that way. So when I go to bars by myself, I think it'll be more fun.
And you'll also be able to ghost them places. So it's you know, this persistent AR platform. If anybody's really interested in the patents themselves, I don't know that we list them on bandedarmadillo.com. We've got something on pickpocket.com, but we can, if somebody wants to shoot either Josh or me a DM or put something in the comments, we'll follow up with you. But you know, the persistent AR platform, we call it ghosting. And there's one short little movie file that we showed a photo from Associated Press that we took from their archive. These guys have, you know, 10 million photos that are, you know, award-winning photos that they'd love to put back out into the wild. And so we had some conversations with their blockchain team. We took one of their photos and we ghosted it in the middle of Nashville, right at the point and location where that photo was originally taken. And, you know, mind blown. How cool was that? If somebody really wanted that photo, they could maybe even tap that photo, interact with it, maybe find a way to purchase it through OpenSea. You know, I know there's a little sensitivities with some of the mobile companies about buying NFTs through mobile apps, but there's probably some way for us to affect that through a web app or take that experience outside of the mobile device. But lots of cool things that you could do.
So Maria, when will you start deep diving this to get your ladies involved?
I think I'm going to need maybe another space to get 100% sure I understand everything, but definitely sounds like fun, not going to lie. I see we have Funky also here in the stage, and I don't know if he has some question. Most probably, Funky, how are you doing? I know you're enjoying a cocktail, so yes, I envy you.
I think he's muted.
No, I'm here. Okay. I'm ready to get funky. Let's go. I had to actually post. So if you check in the comments, I guess I could throw it up in the nest. Dude, let me just start by saying everything that you guys are saying is blowing my mind.
Cool. Right?
Fellow old guy in the house. You guys have been friends for 30 years. You're probably in your 40s. I'm 48. Love meeting seasoned veterans in the Web3 space. But I used to teach AP Human Geography. So when you start talking about the geofencing and all the shit that you were rapping on about was just awesome. Really think you're onto something. Even if it's very future oriented, the fact that you guys have all this IP already patented and under your control, I think is a massive point of leverage. And just how you, because it's what you're doing, I think is very novel. And for anybody who's really into NFTs, like I want to see Kitty King in the sky. I want to see, or one of my Maria pieces.
Yeah.
Right. Like, or actually I want to geofence here. I'm going to ask KP to geofence South Antarctica on the South Pole. And I want my plucky penguin.
Love it.
Associated with that area. But yeah, you're blowing my mind. I'm sorry, I've been in the whiskey and the weed, so I'm probably just going to keep running off at the mouth if I don't mute the mic real quick. But yeah, I just wanted to come up here and say you're blowing my mind, and I'm happy to be up here and maybe ask a few more questions later on in the conversation.
I just followed you, Funky, so we will keep in touch, and I'll follow everybody here as well. Maria, I was already following you, and Joe, I've got you followed. So what I would say is, you know, we have this light paper out there, and you know, we had, like I said, we're new to the Web3 space. We had no idea how long to make this thing, but we threw this light paper together, and literally it shows everything from geofilters to ghosting to the bat space. You know, Josh alluded to a little bit earlier, but we actually, when we geofence in our cities around the world, the 100 cities that we're starting with as part of the location-based loyalty rewards program, we actually geocage two location-based NFTs in that space. So I think you heard me say, you know, we've got armadillos and we've got bats. You know, where did those come from? Well, you know, like you said, we this whole thing kicked off when we heard that Andreessen Horowitz invested $50 million out of $450 million at a $4.5 billion valuation on Bored Ape. And Josh and I just looked at each other like gobsmacked. We gotta do something here. And given that we're from Austin, we figured, you know, Austin's got bats, 2 million of them under Congress Street Bridge, and we've got armadillos all over the state. So we made this about two NFT collections, both location-based, that could interact. Josh mentioned the interactive game. So if one of these bats flies, and literally, they literally fly, I'll find another video and send it to Joe and he can make it available. We have these bats that you can pinch all the way in onto Google Maps and you see them flapping their wings, flying from point to point. If you zoom out far enough, you see the localized or tailored bats. You know, so bats from Barcelona look very different than bats from Tokyo, than the bats from Austin. And they are geocaged in and around Austin. So they can't leave Austin. And so, but anybody who wanders in Austin with one of our NFTs in their crypto wallet, if those bats come within 25 meters of you, then boom, it triggers that in-app notification to, you know, to kick off a game. We don't want to kick off the game because you could be driving or you might, you know, be somewhere that you can't act on it right away, but we'll give you a few hours to play. But then if you have a successful outcome, then the idea is that you'll earn free NFTs. And, you know, and you might even earn, I don't want to say revenue, but, you know, you might be able to earn from other people if you own the bats. Since they're doing all the biting, and we call it bitten and smitten. You know, if you get bitten or if you're smitten, if your bat falls in love with that particular armadillo, you either get a litter of baby batmadillos or you get a beast. And there's ways for you to, let's say, earn NFTs, but maybe even earn income from these interactions. And so anyway, the light paper talks about everything from the bat signal to the, you know, the geocaging of location-based NFTs, how they fly around. We talk a little bit about the flight path simulation tool that we built. And then actually once upon a time, I can't say their name, but a $2.5 trillion company approached us about creating a tool for first responders. And it's a geo live streaming application. And what that meant is that I can literally geo live stream just to a city, just to a country, just to a zip code, just to, you know, if I drew a square meter around a fire hydrant, only the person standing on the fire hydrant would be able to pick up that geo live stream. And so we're trying to make this a whole social network that's semi-exclusive to NFT holders that, you know, like on crypto Twitter, we've got, there's a lot of noise, a lot of good stuff, but a lot of noise. There's a lot of people out there that don't own NFTs that are trying to get in your wallets and rob you of your NFTs. But I think if we've got a safe space where you have to have an NFT to play, it could be a real cool social experience for folks.
Yeah, you guys look like you're most NFT projects, let me start with this, they're trying to accomplish like one thing and they're not looking much beyond that. And I think that's even the good projects, they just kind of go step by step. They have a linear roadmap. You guys don't have that, right? You guys are just, you're very familiar with the tech, anything geo related, and it looks like you are exploring lots of different possibilities at the same time.
Yeah. We want to appeal to consumers, but we also know everything we build probably has to appeal to businesses, right? I mean, the way we make this free, the way we pay for location-based loyalty rewards program is by engaging with Hilton, by engaging with American Airlines or the Lufthansa and the Star Alliance or the One World, Alliance or Marriott, Hilton, maybe American Express, all of these folks. If you want to live that Nickelback, great video, the rock star video, if you want to live that lifestyle and you want to live like a baller and have these great experiences when you travel abroad to these 100 swank cities, then the loyalty rewards program probably needs to tie in with all of those folks. And we think that we want to create this fun space for NFT holders, but we also realize we have to make it work from an ad tech perspective with all of the big, enterprise / business brands out there that accommodate travelers and people in a loyalty program.
As you were describing it, the first thing I thought was, wow, all these stores are making you carry around these dumbass things on your keychain, or they're making you sign up for accounts at every business. I have a different account. Even though I only stayed in that hotel once or went to that store once. And this is a solution for that.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to enter in 16, 18 months from now, bull market's been raging. All these different companies are going to be forced to come out with their own NFTs, but then what are they going to do with them? Right. They're going to give them away. They're going to sell them. And then what? They're going to die in the wallets. And I think you provide a really interesting use case for travel companies, something like Uber or anything that's like a chain of any sort of business, whether it's McDonald's or whatever.
All the better if it's international. Great if it's national, but Uber is actually on the list. Uber and Lyft are on the list. All the large retail brick and mortar footprint locations are on the list.
Wow.
But we try to, we're going to focus on hotels, let's say some restaurants, travel, primarily airlines, I guess would be it. But it's the airlines, it's the hotels, it's the eateries, casinos, that sort of swank. If I want to be a rock star, i.e., we're the Banded Armadillo Rock Club. These are supposed to be a bunch of, DGAF, don't give a, real Mad Hatter armadillos that are ballsy, want to have fun, live a rock star lifestyle, and do it through a loyalty rewards program. That's kind of our persona for this.
Yeah, I'll definitely comment more on this because it's something I think about all the time, but Funky, jump in, man.
Hmm.
Funky's
my always when my hands are full. Like I was legit feeding the cats and I'm like got gravy on my hands and shit. I'm like, damn it. Okay, so For one, yes, I want to be a part of that rock armadillo club. Like, I want to be that. I want to live that rock star life. That sounds like fun. I'm really starting to travel, you know, later 40s, trying to get out, see the world a lot more. Sounds like something really cool that I would love to just help try out, incorporate, whatever. I posted it up above because this was one of my replies I was saying earlier. And I don't, and this is my question ultimately. Which cities do you plan? Like, you mentioned 100 locations that are kind of planned for being that initial push.
Yeah.
Is Tampa, Florida possibly one of them? Because if
Tampa
so,
is, Tampa is possibly one of them.
It's got to be.
Oh, okay. then we need, I need to put like Martini King in freaking Copper Shaker. Like, for real. Let's do this. Like, however, I can help try out the tech, I'm down.
Cool. So, hey, Joe, I don't know if there's a Sketchfab link that I sent. It was at one of the very last ones, but there's actually, we built a little 3D model using Sketchfab on a globe that you can spin around. You can zoom into the Americas, you can zoom into Europe, you can go all around the world and see where we've actually, where our 100 unique, not unique, but the trendy, swanky hotspot locations are that we'll initially roll out in. Now, we still have to get all these location-based loyalty rewards partners lined up. So it's going to be a little while between when you buy your NFT and you'll be able to live that rockstar lifestyle. But the intent is, we have such a powerful location-based NFT story. We see Lufthansa doing, you know, NFT stuff and being vocal about it. We see Starbucks. We see Adidas. We see all of these different groups that no one's shying away from NFTs, but they're not talking about it as much. So if we can provide real utility and do it on at scale, number one, but also do it with a different angle, i.e. geospatial, I think we're going to get their attention. We'll be able to roll this thing out nicely. I want to say just a few words about how the collection's done. Unless, Josh, you want to talk about, you know, how we get from some number of armadillos to 42,000 and the bats and the batmadillos and the beasts? Otherwise, I can... Maybe he's stepped away for a second. So we've got these 400. If anybody goes, if you're in front of a browser right now, you can go to barc.gallery. And when you go to that link, we've got, and do it myself here, up at the very top, we've got armadillos, bats, beasts, batmadillos, and cards. So we actually have some NFT trading cards that we actually minted. They're on Ethereum. You know, we're trying to sell some box sets. Sounds expensive, but we actually lowered the price for this call to 3 ETH. You get 622 trading card NFTs. There's only 100 of these box sets being minted, and so the price of these NFTs, I think, is like 0.005 ETH a piece right now. So we've got those out there. You can look at the cards, but the two main collections are the armadillos and the bats. Those are our location-based NFTs. And like I said, when the two interact, you can earn either beasts or batmadillos. And there may be other ways to buy or earn a beast or a batmadillo, but they're largely born out of the in-app game. And so when you click on, let's say if you click on armadillos, there's a little, all the different drop-downs on the left for you to, you know, hone in on the one you want, you know, what shell color, how many bands, what the gender is, hair color, are they wearing pants or not? And you find the one that you want, and then you click on that particular one, and you'll see all of the different cities. So if we have 420 armadillos to start, each of them hand-drawn, each of them pretty cool and unique, you may feel like you know these characters, but, you know, it's anyway, you click on one, and we explode it out to the 100 cities. So you'll see Amsterdam, Asheville, Aspen, Athens, all the way down to Zurich and Tampa. And in the top right of that screen, and this is on desktop, it's also on mobile, but it's obviously a little bit smaller space. But if you click on that little skyline, we'll group them by country too. So you'll see 3 from Canada, you'll see 4 in China. But within that little circle space with your BARC character and the flag of the country behind it, you have a code in there, which is the city code. PEK is Peking or Beijing, Hong Kong HKJ, MFM for Macau and Shanghai. Those are the 4 cities that we support in China. And then we've chosen, we'd like to say, 100 of the coolest cities around the world, out, you know, irrespective of politics. We have Moscow, we have, you know, Kiev, we have Havana, Tel Aviv, Prague, We try to be, again, all inclusive for the people instead of the, let's say, the folks who run these places. But, you know, we've got a good collection of cities that I know I want to visit all 100. I'm halfway through this list, but it's a fun list to want to explore. And then, so that's how we get 420 in 100 cities, 42,000 armadillos. And then we've got two bats per city, so two times 100 is 200. And then in the light paper, we discuss how, you know, conceivably we could have millions of batmadillos and beasts, and how that all happens through interactions between the earlier two location-based NFT collections that we have. And Josh, you back?
I have actually a question. Do you have some cities on Spain as well?
Say that again. I'm sorry. Do we have some?
Like, do you have also integrated Spain?
Of course we have Spain. One of my favorite places in the world.
Great answer.
We have Barcelona. Let me just see. I think, no, we have two cities. We also have Ibiza. So Ibiza and Barcelona. I'm a big Bayern Munich fan, so Barcelona is not my favorite football club, but I've been there many, 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 many times between the paella and the people. It was just, you know, it's a lovely place. So of course we have Spain. But if you go to bark.gallery, you will literally see every city and every country that we support. And we do it colorfully. These are NFTs we think between the art and the way we present it. Folks will be proud to use that as a PFP or to ghost them or to use it as a bat signal or.
That's pretty cool. Like, I'm going to need to check everything after this call. But Funky, go ahead. I'm sure you have a question, right?
No, I hate to disappoint you again, especially Maria. but no, I was just going to say, if you've never been to Austin and seen the bats fly away from the bridge at dusk, it is, as a fan of nature,
it's cool.
One of the most majestic things I've ever witnessed on this earth.
It is very cool. Yep.
I saw in the early 90s when I was like in high school, probably junior, senior year, high school, and it was very memorable. Yeah, and I would love to do it again. And Austin's just a dope city. So,
dude, when you come down here, you have to let me know, obviously.
I will, for sure.
Yeah. Now, I guess maybe we'll do it this way. Anybody who asks a question, we'll send you, if you send us your wallet address or post it in the comments section, we'll send you one of our trading cards. You know, right now they're selling for like 0.01 ETH to 0.035, I think, is the highest one. We haven't sold a whole lot of these yet. We've sold 5 or 6 box set collections, but you know, we're not really. Our biggest issue right now is we've got to launch the two location-based NFT collections. So we've finished our smart contract for the armadillos, and you know, for the most part, it's very similar. Actually, it was a lot more complicated than the one for the bats will be. But, you know, we're just going through our audit process for it right now, audit part 2. And we hope to get these out, I'd say early next year. As soon as we get the location-based armadillos out there and people are using them as their PFPs, then I think we're going to sell a whole lot more box sets and trading cards. And when folks realize what you're going to be able to use those box sets and trading cards for, it gets pretty cool. Like our whole thought process here is that people who own the trading cards in their digital wallets or their crypto wallets, you know, you'll be able to trade one of those cards in to attend our events. You'll get discounts on merchandise and swag. You'll be able to get a discount on the NFTs when they launch. So our price point that we're shooting for the world's first location-based NFTs and that support a loyalty reward program and have all this IP behind it and the world's only NFT mobile companion app, we think when those price, we'll price them at $300 to start, kind of like, you know, robbing everybody else's playbook of what they charge for Bored Apes and others. And if you own a trading card, we may discount that by 42%. So there's a lot of cool little ways that you'll be able to use these trading cards that we want to reward people for having them. And anybody who asks a question here on this happy hour, we'll make sure you get one of these trading cards.
Yeah, we'll definitely start getting some people up here. So if you do have questions, just please come up, ask your question, take advantage of this. And, you know, we're already coming up on the end of the hour, so we'll try to get as many people up as possible who have questions. But yeah, Funky, go ahead, man.
So I promise two things. One, I'm just interested in the trading card because I like the tech. I like the idea, everything else. I also promise that I will not sell this because I just want to. And I promise it's also not going to my wallet to die.
Diamond hands. That's what we need.
But my question is, what type of wallet address do you need? I'm assuming an EVM address because you mentioned the box sets are ETH.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I didn't know if it was Kepler or ETH. Right. Or whatever. Okay. That was a lame question, but
anyway. No, not at all.
It's been great, and I'm really stoked about everything that you guys talk about.
Cool. Where are you now, Funky? What part of the country are you in?
I am in Tampa, sir. Hence why I was asking about
right.
Tampa. I want to be circumscribed. Put my NFT up. The bat signal. Let's go, Martini King.
Oh, you know what?
Sorry.
Have you gone to Bats and checked out the Tampa Bat, Funky?
No.
Okay, so go to bark.gallery.
Okay, hang on a second. I had to.
And let's see here.
I'm grubbing on some chicken.
And when you get to that page, up in the top right, you'll see a little purple icon with two little squishy arrows that's just random. Click on it once. You see like a little white and black city icons. And just scroll all the way down to T, brother. And Tampa is there. And so
I'm just looking at the box set. Is this what you're talking about?
Oh, no. Where are you? Are you at OpenSea? Where are you?
No. I clicked on the link for the Bark thing. But do I go to Bats or?
Yeah, go to Bats.
Okay.
And then click on right up top in the right-hand corner. There's like a little gray square and a little purple circle.
Yep.
Click on the purple circle. You see it by city. And now, so they're all grouped in pairs by city. So scroll all the way down to T for Tampa. And what you'll be able to do in the future is when you see these here, when you click on them, you'll click it. It'll go straight to OpenSea. And the same for the armadillos when you drill down to the cities. This way you'll know. You'll go straight to OpenSea. You can purchase it, or you can see what it's priced at, or who owns it, that kind of thing. But the Tampa, there's the 617 and 618. 617 is a woman in a sun hat with a drink in her hand, and the other bat, the male, is the swashbuckling pirate.
Yeah, that sounds about right. The other lady sounded like she was just some party bitch at Gasparilla. We don't need any of that in our life.
Not anymore. Yeah, I agree.
I'm just kidding. Sorry, I told you I was in the whiskey and weed earlier. Yeah, no, this is all awesome. Who else has come up here? Get some more. Come on, people. What's going on?
We got so many.
Signal, not only player. Let's go, Kit.
We got collectors down there. We got creators down there.
Good people in here. What's come on? What the hell? You don't want me running off with the mouth the whole time.
Okay. I will jump in. So if I'm a creator, I have a project. Can you please guide me through the different steps I need to take if I want to include my project on this?
Do you want to take that, Josh?
My audio dropped out, so if you want to restate her question, I'd be more than happy to answer it.
Maria has a great NFT collection, and she wants to understand what it'll take at some point to make hers a location-based NFT compliant NFT collection.
From an existing collection, we're still trying to iron out the details, but you know, the idea we're bouncing around here is that we will make available for purchase. I call it a city pass. Think about it as a, as a city pass. It would be some sort of a mashup. So no longer would inside of our platform would we be simply saying, you know, what do you own? Is what do you own and what city is it? Is that NFT married to?
Kind of like a wrapper, right? Like a wrapper. We're gonna.
It's a wrapper. I'd be way more than happy. I don't know if you'll learn this about me the longer you listen to me talk. I will dive too deep into the weeds and how it works too quickly. So if anybody wants to know actually how we would do that, I'd be way more than happy to explain it. But
so let me jump in real quick and say, and Josh always reminds me of this when I'm speaking to folks, we're never going to modify your existing NFT. We're not changing anything about your NFT. We're literally wrapping it, and it's almost like there's a lookup table within Pickpocket Labs, Bandit Armadillo, you know, our organization, so that when folks look at your particular NFT with our wrapper around it, you know, whether it's we who establish it or your users establish which city they want to associate it with their particular NFT, we just manage that piece with this wrapper, and then that's how we treat legacy NFTs to incorporate them into or inure upon them a location-based loyalty rewards type capability.
The better
thing, obviously, is any and all folks, and this is really where I forgot who said it. It wasn't Funky, the gentleman who spoke earlier. It wasn't Joe. I apologize, I didn't get your name. The real benefit here is, you know, working with the big brands and everybody else who have yet to create their NFT collections or are doing it now. Quick conversation with us and a little cooperation, and we just share the format and the details for how we handle our own, and you know their adoption of our, let's say, metadata architecture allows their NFTs to be treated no differently than ours. Did I overpromise anything, Josh?
No. Okay. I raised the red flag if you did. That's about right. Just to clarify what Wolfram said earlier about we're not modifying your NFT. No, we're simply adding permissions to it that live independent of your NFT. If you location enabled one of yours, you could still sell yours any way you, or trade it or do anything else you wanted with it. You know, we would not obviously have any way to prevent you from doing that. It's simply.
But we could preserve the location. If Maria wanted to sell her NFTs, then as location enabled, we could preserve that capability even once you've sold your NFT to a different third party.
Absolutely. Yeah, yes. Definitely.
What has to happen in the metadata for the new NFTs to be integrated, or does that not matter? You're just using like some type of token ID for the collection.
Oh, you mean for the city pass we're talking about?
Just any integration.
Newer legacy.
Say I'm into new collection. I want some integration with your app. Do I need to insert anything special into the metadata, or is it more like there's some collection ID or actual token ID that you guys would use to greenlight?
Likely, you know, we're still ironing out some of the details on that, but it would most likely you would include one of our contracts, much of the location functionality for our collection actually lives in an external shared contract that all of our collections are going to use. So we would simply authorize another collections contract to call certain functions in our external, I call it the Bark Geo contract. If anybody wants to do a deeper dive into that, you can absolutely contact me directly, and I'd be more than happy to explain how that might work.
Got it. Because we do have a bunch of creators down below. I count at least four or five. Yeah. This has been interesting. I don't know why the audience is so shy. Maybe they're already about to black out because it's Friday, or already out in public where it's noisy. Don't know. But if you guys change your mind, you have any questions, come ask. Because like I said, this is going to be an interesting space. Not that the other ones are not interesting, but this is, I would say there's software, there's IP, there's kind of scalability here. Whereas a lot of collections, like I said, they kind of move step by step in a linear roadmap. And this collection is not quite like that.
Well, I'll tell you one of the things that I will say got us frustrated with NFTs. We literally heard one of the, and you know, we love everything everyone's done, but we heard of someone, I won't say it's a founder of an NFT collection, but someone get on Spaces that was really well attended, and they have all the attention in the world, and they were talking about utility, and they said, you know, well, we think utility is being able to sell our NFTs on an NFT marketplace. That was their utility. And then everybody's you know, we hear the drum beats.
Wow.
Where everyone says we want more utility, NFT should have more utility, more utility, more utility, more utility. And we're pushing, we've got this out there now. And maybe it's just because I know the light paper, it literally takes a half hour to get through. And, you know, I should probably write a light paper of the light paper, but we just wanted everything out there so folks could recognize that there's a lot they can. They can pay attention to all of it or just pieces of it, but there's a lot there. But, you know, we think the day of just being able to draw X number of NFT or, you know, graphics to be part of a collection, you know, it's getting harder and harder to compete against folks who ultimately are going to do things with those NFTs and create that utility. And we were shocked to hear somebody say that utility was being able to just sell these things.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's been underexplored is just any kind of real world gated access, any kind of rewards type thing in, you know, for real world businesses. Like, let's say I go on a trip and I'm going to book a flight. I'm going to eat at the airport. I'm going to rent a car. I'm going to check into a hotel and I'm going to go to some kind of show in this city. I should be able to either by software or by simple scanning QR codes, because of the combination of NFTs in my wallet, I should be able to accumulate some kind of perks or get some kind of discounts or just maybe have an easier way, like what you guys have with that, the bat signal, meeting other people who may be there for the same exact reason as me to attend a conference or, you know, go on to some resort. And I think that's what's interesting me the most about this is you guys have kind of a multitude of ways to do that. And you don't need any specific collection. You just need the integration, right? You need cooperation, like you said. But Maria's raising her hand, I think, because she's going to hop off. But if you got something last minute, Maria, take the mic for sure.
Yes, no, I wanted to say that they have to leave, but I've been enjoying this conversation a lot. And actually, when you were mentioning about other projects that can use, I'm seeing Noah Sleep here in the audience. And, you know, he has a project which is pretty cool. He's like, it is related to sport. I don't know. I can see, to be honest, the synergy there. I don't know, maybe I'm speaking from him, but I definitely gonna check this more properly. With that, guys, thank you so much for having me. Well, thank you so much for coming. And I will let you with you. Remember, drinks on him, so take advantage. Have an amazing weekend.
Yeah, appreciate both of you very much for, you know, working with us on the schedule and then giving Josh and I a platform. We really appreciate it.
No problem. And I do have one more question. And then if anyone else, like I said, has a question, you'll feel free to either request a mic or just type it down below. I'll check for it. But here's my question. This got me thinking when you were saying we have like that bat signal function is really cool. I could definitely see people doing that, you know, especially as NFTs become more mainstream and you don't need to be crypto savvy necessarily to custody NFTs in the future, which is hopefully where it's going. Do you have the functionality where, let's say I'm in a crowded place, I'm at a game, I'm at a concert, or let's say I'm at NFT NYC, right? I could look through my phone, I could look up in the sky, I could see all the different NFTs that are being broadcasted out there. I don't know if that's the right word, but they're broadcasting that these NFT, a person with that specific NFT is at that location. What about the functionality where I could look through my phone and actually see a person as their NFT, rather than
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going to say that. you know, I think there's, you know, as you were saying that, and as the wheels started turning, you know, I know there's an opportunity to do that. I know that there's a way to associate. You know, once I cone in on your mobile device, and I can tell that your mobile device is, you know, what's holding that crypto wallet with that location-based NFT. I don't know why with all the other, you know, facial recognition or, you know, computer vision applications that have been built, you know, there's SDKs in Google Play and Apple SDK that if I recognize your face as belonging to that mobile device, there's probably no reason why I couldn't, you know, wrap something on your face. That'll take a bit of work is my guess, but there's no reason we shouldn't start exploring and having, those are the cool types of applications that would be fun to start hacking away at.
You know, the reason why I think I thought of this is because early on doing my YouTube videos, I did interview somebody who had a project where they did this with like Snapchat or Zoom filters.
Yeah, I like it. We got a bit of work to do between now and launching the bats and the armadillos, but I could see that being as a very cool project. In fact, I'll throw this out real quick to everybody. We'd love to get, if there's anybody in the builder community here that would like to get involved with this project, we've got one or two things on our drawing board right now that obviously it's all going to be equity based or NFT based or just part of the community. We haven't sussed out how we're going to reward people with tokens one day. The whole everything involving the SEC and tokens and all of this is just us newbies a little bit concerned about how we're viewed by Uncle Sam. So we're trying to be as prim and proper as possible, but there's no reason we couldn't offer equity in our Delaware C Corporation to figure out or to reward people who want to get involved in this project. But there's so many cool little applications that we could kick off if we had more manpower. Joe, your concept piece right here would sound like a fun little project.
Yeah, unfortunately, I lack all ability to even get it started. But I'm one of those people who, like you said, everyone wants utility. When there's utility, they want something that's not even invented yet, right?
Well, the idea is, without the idea, none of this gets started. So it's a cool idea. I could see I'm already putting it on our to-do list. And I can imagine that with some smart folks on this call and other calls that we could probably bang these things out, a few of these things out every year that would make this an even more compelling project.
Cool. And I do have one more question before we get going.
You're only getting one trading card, right?
No, that's fine. No, that's fine. Here's my question. Earlier, you mentioned that you did connect with some like OG Cosmos builders, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to say their name, but can you give their Twitter handle just so, cause we're a lot of people here are nosy, like maybe want to know who it is.
Yeah. I'll just say it. So I'm old friends with Brendan Cooper from Andromeda Protocol. I've known Brendan for God, 15 years now, maybe longer. And so we're old friends from Dallas. I moved away to Austin, but he's probably the closest thing to a real uncle that my 4-year-old son has. And, with Brendan comes Cody and Leif and Mant. And, it's a top-notch team there at Andromeda. We like them a lot. You and I had some conversations about Cosmos in the past. We were fascinated with Cosmos and still are, but it just, we recognize that for us to launch this initial, phase of our project, we thought our trading cards we'd throw out on Ethereum. We knew that we'd put our armadillos out on Ethereum. Since we're chain agnostic and we want to be seen as chain agnostic, we thought, okay, maybe we'll do inscriptions and ordinals for the bats because there's only 200 of them. But then when we get to interactions between, bats and armadillos on Ethereum, maybe the offspring and the beasts and the batmadillos should all be born on Cosmos or Polygon or both. I credit Brendan and Mance and team with getting us excited about blockchain and then subsequently NFTs. And I think they're having some good success now with their launch. I don't know how closely you follow them, but it's a good team.
Cool. No, I appreciate that. Everyone that's here, they definitely got some good information here. And anyone who's going to listen to the replay as well. Are you guys coming to NFT NYC by any chance?
When is that again?
I think it's the first week of April. I think it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, first week of April.
Oh, I definitely would I would say that something will have had to have gone catastrophically wrong for us not to be there.
Cool. Maybe I could see if it works out. I'm not actually involved in the planning of this, but I would like to see you guys get on a speaker panel that I'm supposed to moderate. So okay, I'll definitely reach out to you because it's just there's just so much going on that week. I guess it's good to plan a little bit ahead.
That would be certainly.
Funk, you coming to NFT NYC? Come on, man.
I would love to be there. I'm not going to lie. And maybe, I mean, I can't promise anything, but yeah, if I can get there, I will. But nice. I just wanted to say, first and foremost, thank you so much for the space, for everything that you shared. It sounds really cool. Just as you know, a nerd. And Joe, I also wanted to apologize to the listeners of the replay because they had to listen to all me, you know, through all this shit. So I would like to give credit to Larceny, full barrel pick was amazing. And if you've never had Larceny, it's a great weeded bourbon by Heaven Hill. And on that note, I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend.
Funky, we will be in contact. I'll shoot you some other details, and thanks for your questions, and we'll get you a NFT trading card as long as we get your wallet address. We'll make sure it gets to you.
It is below, good sir.
I just wanted to follow up. Of course, thank you. I love to talk. I love to listen, and everybody seems so friendly. But if anybody feels like they had a question that might be more technical in nature and want to get it answered and they didn't have a chance to ask, you know where to find me. I'm going to bore your ears right off.
Digital Pants on Twitter.
Perfect. Yep. Thanks again, guys. Thanks, Funky, as always, always contributing big time to these. I know Maria had to go, but thanks to Maria as well for always co-hosting the most inconvenient time zone for her. But everybody that was listening, hope you guys have a great weekend. I think next week we're not going to have one of these, but probably the week after we'll pick it back up. And I think our next guest is going to be a couple of different Ordinals projects. So that'll be pretty interesting for everybody. Cool. Yep. Cool. Take it easy. And we'll all stay in touch. I'll definitely reach out to you guys about NFT NYC and anything else that comes up.
All right. Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you.
Talking again soon.
Great. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Bye.